Princeton University Press Audio presents The Straight State, Sexuality and Citizenship in 20th Century America, by Margot Kanaday, read by Laurel Lefko. This book was originally published in 2009 as a university press intent on preserving the integrity of publications for historical context and academic discourse. We have retained the entirety of the original book. Introduction. For all orderly processes, we must in some way classify man. Dr. Dahlgren, surgeon, U.S. Public Health Service, testifying in Rosenberg versus Flutie. Measured against other Western democracies at the dawn of the 20th century, the American state, slow to develop, small in size, and limited in capability, stood out as distinctive. 50 years later, a period of expansion had produced a state that was finally European in its heft, but still exceptional in another way, in terms of its homophobia. There appears to be no other major culture in the world, Alfred Kinsey wrote in 1953, in which homosexual relationships were so severely penalized. Not only was the United States the only major power in the world that excluded homosexuals from its armed services and government employment, the sociologist Donald Webster Corey wrote a decade later, but the homosexual is the only individual who is punished in this manner, not only for any activities that may be indulged in, but for harboring the desire to perform such activities. Those suspected of homosexuality were purged from the civil service and military in astounding numbers at mid-century. They were also barred from certain federal benefits, faced increased FBI and post office surveillance, and explicit immigration and naturalization exclusions, as well as the stain of alleged political subversion. It seems a paradox. How did a state that was so late in coming construct such a vast apparatus for policing homosexuality, and why? Unlike comparable European states, which were well established before sexologists discovered the homosexual in the late 19th century, the American bureaucracy matured during the same years that scientific and popular awareness of the pervert exploded on the American continent. This study examines three of the engines of the 20th century state: the Bureau of Immigration, the military, and the federal agencies that administered welfare benefits, to demonstrate how federal interest in homosexuality developed in tandem with the growth of the bureaucratic state. In emphasizing the relationship between state formation and homosexual identity, I not only seek to put the history of sexuality into closer dialogue with political and legal history, but to complicate what has now become a standard interpretation within the field of gay and lesbian history as well, namely, that extreme state repression of sex and gender nonconformity in the mid-20th century was a result of the sudden visibility of gays and lesbians during and after World War II. That explanation is not exactly wrong, but it is incomplete. World War II was a watershed moment in the state's relationship to homosexuality, yet homosexuality was not a new phenomenon for state officials during and after the Second World War. Rather, federal bureaucrats had been aware of traits and behaviors that were coming to be associated with homosexuality for at least half a century. The regulatory response to this knowledge before the war, however, was fairly anemic. Viewing this period through the McCarthyist lens of what came after, it is hard to understand how federal officials could be both so aware and yet seemingly so indifferent to perversion during these years. This sluggish federal response loses some of its mystery if we center the processes of 20th century state building and the way that states must puzzle before they power. Federal officials were confronted with evidence of sex and gender nonconformity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?